loved. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth.
So comprehensive lab analysis, but being able to look at you as a whole, which right. Part of the challenge people have is they go see their doctors, they're having blood work done, and everything comes back and it looks like they're fine. And there's two issues with this. One, I don't know if you've noticed, but in America, our whole medical system has been totally compartmentalized.
What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Like, you know that something is off in your body or with your health, but you have no idea what it is, right? And if you go to the doctor, they say, oh no, you're physical, you turn out fine, everything's healthy, you're good. But like, you know, something's just off. You don't feel quite right. Or maybe it's not even a physical feeling, but you know that you're not as healthy as you should be, and you feel like you should be doing more to take care of this body, essentially this house that you're going to live in that you can never move from, right? That was me.
And I already know that I want to work with her for the rest of my life, and I cannot shout her name from the rooftops loud enough. Like, I tell everyone in my life, you need to go talk to Kelly. I can't believe how much I get to talk to her. Like, I've never had a doctor that I can communicate with so frequently and regularly, that responds to me so quickly.
Well, do we have a treat for you today? You know, your request for help with our health was met with prayer, and we watch how God provided a wonderful doctor for us today who will touch your life. She has helped so many through her unique way of support. We will hear how her system helped people have children who couldn't, prevented a hysterectomy, helped stop cancer, and so much more. You don't want to miss this. Dr. Kelly Shockley is a doctor of cause, chiropractic, board certified in sports medicine, specialized in clinical nutrition, member of the American Association of Clinical Nutritionists, private practice since 2005, Centennial, Colorado Family Practice, HIPAA secure, telehealth nutrition provider. Patients from all over. Outdoor enthusiasts, ultra marathon runner, novice nature photographer, you name it, she has got an amazing story. You can click below this video at any time to visit corehealthlabs.com/awk. Folks, this is going to be an amazing one. Stand by. Well, it's so great to have Dr. Kelly Shockley on board with us. Folks, you know, we've been praying for a long time. I've told you, our team, we came together and we felt like there are so many folks that have so many issues dealing with the medical side and more, more than just what we've experienced with COVID and the jabs and all the stuff that we saw there, but just the overall health of each individual out there is so important. And we just felt like we've been overwhelmed with this process in the media where they want us and direct us towards so many medicines and so many things that they tell us to do to our bodies to make it better. And yet it seems like it's just like a cycle where we're running like a hamster on a wheel. And we were so blessed to have Dr. Kelly Shockley connect with us. We feel it's from God, just like Romans 8:28. We know all things work together for good. We had a conversation. I knew within a few minutes that this would be perfect for everyone out there to listen in and just hear her testimony and what she actually provides to help each individual out there. It's absolutely amazing. So welcome, Dr. Kelly Shockley.
Thank you so much, LT, for having me here. Pretty excited
to have you. Yes. And I just wanted to have folks listen in on a little bit of your past and who you are and lead into what you provide. And we'll show your website. By the way, the website's in the description box below. Visit Core Health Labs, that's chlabs.link/awk. And you guys can reach out to her. It's going to be amazing. She'll help you out. We'll learn more about that later, but go ahead.
Okay. So my backstory. First of all, I'm a doctor of cause chiropractic, and I knew I was going to be a doctor ever since I was a young girl, but it was because of life experience that put me on the path that led me to doing what I am today. So going way back to when I was a kid, I was a very sick kid. By first grade, I had already had my tonsils out, which that just seemed to be very normal back then. So my parents didn't think a whole lot about it. But it was after that that things definitely turned for the worse. And I began having these chronic sinus problems. My digestive system was a total mess. You know, this went on for the better part of 5 years. So going into high school, I would have not your classic like acne. I got these weeping wounds that it was literally like acid was coming out of my skin. And I was having such horrible headaches by the time in high school that I was only being able to attend for about a half day because my headaches would become migraines and then my vision was distorted and, you know, words were popping in and out of pages and it was really, really bad. Through that time, I went from one medical specialist to the next medical specialist and was just kind of passed all over the medical system. Nobody really could explain what was going on with my health or why I got into this situation. And all they continued to do was to medicate me. And the more that they medicated me, the worse that I got. Finally, back in high school, we went and saw the last specialist. He was an internist. And his opinion was, you know, let's change up the medication one more time, which, by the way, I was on 6 medications at like 14 years old. I was on 2 antibiotics, a mucus thinner, a decongestant, prednisone, which is steroids. And I had been on steroids way more than what anybody should have at that point. And then narcotic painkillers because of the migraines. So let's switch up your antibiotics, go on Christmas break. When you come back, if you're not any better, then we should probably do IV antibiotics. And if that doesn't take care of it, well, then you probably need to have sinus surgery. My family's like, second surgery at the age of, my mom says I was 15. I think I was 14, but mom probably knows better, right? Like, I was a really sick kid at this point in my life. Nobody should be that sick and having those types of medical issues at that young age. So my parents were like, no, there's got to be some other way. Right. Not to mention, again, that this internist couldn't guarantee that that was going to solve the problem. And he couldn't even tell me, too, just like the rest of the specialists, why I was actually having the issues. So thankfully, this is where the story gets better. That Christmas break, we were going to visit my grandparents who were wintering down in Arizona. And my grandfather had been having back issues. So one of his brothers was like, you need to go see a chiropractor. So he just flipped up, you know, flipped open the yellow pages and by God, went and saw probably one of the best chiropractors within our profession to date. And he's not just your neck and back chiropractor. Like a lot of people think that chiropractors only adjust the spine and they're only good for, you know, your neck and back pain. But this guy did way more. Like that was just a small piece of what he actually did. And my grandfather had different health issues that Dr. John Brimhall was actually helping him with. So of course, being a loving grandfather, he was telling him about me. And when John heard my story, he's like, by all means, when she comes down, bring her in. And not only like the very first impression of going into this man's office was entirely different because all of medical, I'm sure you guys have been there, like, it's very sterile. It's not very welcoming and just very white and not awesome. This was like an old like house. And I walk in and it's warm and everybody's very friendly. And then I meet Dr. John and I was asked questions I had never been asked before. And they ran all different kinds of tests that had never been done on me before either.
Right.
And by the time he got through this assessment, he looked at my parents and he looked at me and he's like, I think I know what the problem is. I think we can help. And it was from that point on, like, we changed up my diet. We changed up all these different things we were doing, you know, from a lifestyle standpoint. I went off of all 6 medications before I left his office that week. Did not feel amazing, but I was off all medications. And putting into place what I did with him in less than a year, I was a totally different person. And one of the biggest lessons that I learned from him, because he taught me so many different things about how the body works, is this thing, you know, called treating the cause of a problem versus treating a symptom.
Right.
So, you know, LT, have you ever seen like a stain in the ceiling?
Mm-hmm.
Would it make sense to just paint over the stain?
No.
No. But unfortunately, with how the medical system operates nowadays, that's what they're doing.
Mm.
Instead of being able to pull back the layers of the ceiling and try to determine where the leak was.
Right.
And that's what he taught me. And it was learning that and then my experience personally getting my life back where I'm like, I have to do what this man does. And that's why I went through the process of becoming a chiropractor.
Mm. So when we hear chiropractors, one of the things that you mentioned to me about that is it's not just about what we perceive, what they put on YouTube and everything, is they just constantly crack your back or whatever. And when I was stationed overseas and we went to the chiropractors like in Japan, whatever, it was a lot different. And it seemed to me when I was talking to you that that type of practice or whatever that they do there is similar to what you're providing. And it's like an overall health thing. They didn't really crack my back all the time. They just spent time looking at all of my, I just walk and say, something's wrong with my stomach. I'm not feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
And he's able to do these different things with me and like go through my past week and really diagnose what was wrong without having to crack my back, I guess you'd say. Am I onto something there? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's sadly, my profession has kind of backed themselves into a corner. Mm-hmm. We go through extensive medical training. Like we go through the same amount, if not more hours of school is what medical doctors do. We go through all the same classes that they do. Our hours are weighted differently. So like I've gone through pharmacotoxicology and obstetrics and gynecology and geriatrics, like you name it, we learn it. And we are very well educated in being able to evaluate and diagnose issues. But then we're taught all of the natural ways to basically give the body back its ability to heal itself. Because I am a firm believer that the body can actually heal itself. We just have to be able to identify what have we done wrong? Where is the actual problem? And then give the body what it needs to support that healing process and let the body do its job.
Right.
So, you know, by the time we get done with school, we have a master's degree equivalent, not that they give us one, but a master's degree in clinical nutrition. So right. We're very well educated in how to actually, you know, provide natural solutions to give the body back that ability to heal instead of just adjusting the spine, which your experience in Japan was very similar to when I was in Arizona.
Right.
I didn't get adjusted that many times. It
right.
was more all these other therapies to get the ball rolling.
Right. And so for you, the CH labs, the core health labs, mm-hmm. You gave us just a small, I guess, idea of what you went through, and then you developed something for basically everyone out there to help them out. And so what happens when they visit chlabs.link/doc, the core health labs?
Sure.
Yeah, what's the process and how do you help folks?
So there's a little bit more of the story I should probably tell you. Got through school. I opened up my practice in 2005. I'm here in Colorado. My whole family works at the office, so it's a very much family-run business. But I got out of school, and I still didn't feel like, even though I learned all of these things, I wasn't confident in my ability to determine where is the cause of this person's digestive issues or what went on that now this person is dealing with cancer. And so I continued to research and study to try to find an objective way to really know what's happening. And that's when another amazing person crossed paths with me, Dr. Van Merkel, who's also a chiropractor. And what he shared with me has to do with laboratory testing. And we learned labs in school. Like we were drawing blood and looking at things under the microscope and reading those, you know, blood tests like most people have had back.
Right.
But what I learned was how to look at the body differently, be able to use labs to evaluate the person as a whole. So us trying to, you know, pull back the layers of the ceiling to figure out where the cause of the leak was, but also how to interpret the results differently.
Mm.
So before we get into what happens, if you jump on that site, might need to explain something else. So going through and trying to determine out, like, why are you having digestive problems? Again, needing to look at the body as a whole, there's a phrase that I like to use when I explain this to my patients is, if your body is not getting all the nutrients that it needs in order to survive, and this is more than just your fats and your proteins and your carbohydrates and the right ratios. This is everything that they break down into. The nutrients are the actual food for your body.
Right.
And if body's not being fed the right way, it is going to start self-sacrificing tissues in your body to take nutrients from those tissues that are not top priority for survival and reprioritize them to a place where it is important for survival. So I'm going to ask you, LT, I'm going to have you play along. You know, if your body was in this place, I call it Robin Peter or Pay Paul, what would be more important for your body to keep to survive? Your hair, skin, and nails, or say your liver?
My liver.
100%. Good job.
Yes.
What about your muscles, your bones, your cartilage, your connective tissue, or your liver?
Probably my liver.
Yeah. I mean, it's not awesome when those other tissues aren't in good working order.
Right.
But we can still live. And the one that always throws people for a loop is, what do you think is more important for surviving? Your hormones or your liver?
Probably my liver.
Totally. Yeah, the liver has like 500 jobs it does 24/7.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't give you all the answers. It's not just about the liver. It's all the vital organs. So if we need to determine where a problem is, first we have to be able to check what I call the foundation of your health. And that's being able to assess all the vital organs in the body to understand where are they operating at. Because our, like, God gave us such an amazing ability to compensate and to adapt and to keep going. And we don't know when we're compensating, thank God. We'd all be miserable all of the time. But eventually our body starts running out of ways to compensate. So, like, for example, did you know that you could have a whopping 20% kidney function or 20% liver function and a measly 10% pancreas function and have no signs or symptoms? But if you fall 1% more, now you find yourself on dialysis, you're on a liver transplant list, and this is probably why pancreatic cancer has such a bad prognosis, because it's so far gone.
Right.
So we have to look at the foundation and know where the body's at and where are the cracks so that we can determine what needs to be patched.
Right. And we're, can I pause you for a second? Because in our discussion, just to make sure I get this through, I know you're going to get there, but just to let everybody know, you're able to discover these things, what I would call the preventative medicine, probably, where you can tell folks, right, hey, you've got this issue that could actually creep up in the next 8 to 10 years with your kidney. Let's see what, you know, so you diagnose and you say, look, so we're going to figure out what's going on with you, and I'm going to help you get through this process so you don't end up there. I think that's what I'm hearing. And almost similar to what I discussed about Japan is, you know, everybody reads my book, they know I married in Okinawa. And so there they do preventative medicine where every year they go through like 20 different things in my body and they, you know, assess what's going on with me and they make adjustments. And every year they tell me, okay, good job. You didn't eat this food for this year. Cholesterol's much better now or whatever. So is that what you're getting to? I mean, that's what you provide?
Yes. And it's, you know, so comprehensive lab analysis, but being able to look at you as a whole, which part of the challenge people have is they go see their doctors, they're having blood work done, and everything comes back and it looks like they're fine. And there's two issues with this. One, I don't know if you've noticed, but in America, our whole medical system has been totally compartmentalized. So meaning like our primary care docs or your general practitioner, they don't really get to do a whole lot anymore. In fact, based off of what I've learned, you know, maybe 40 years ago when they were running, like you go in for an annual exam, maybe they were testing about 30 to 40 different markers. Now you're lucky to get about 10 different markers tested. And then if you're having any issues, say you're having hormone problems, you have to go see the endocrinologist. Now the endocrinologist can only look at tests that have to do with hormones and they only get to focus on that. Or if you're having issues with your heart, you go see the cardiologist and same thing. They have to stay within their specialty, stay within their lane. All of the doctors are only allowed to order the tests that they can justify to insurance, which generally means you're having symptoms. Symptoms is your body's way of telling you something's wrong, but they come on after the fact. They come on long down the road. And just like the stain in the ceiling, the leak doesn't always end up being directly above where the stain's at. You know, sometimes it could be 30 feet away. But with how the medical system is operating now, you can only look directly at the stain. You can't even pull the layers of the ceiling back. It's definitely not the doctor's fault. It's the system that they're stuck in.
Okay.
So that, like, I'm not in that system. That's part of with my experience. I knew I wanted to be a doctor, but then when I met Dr. John and saw everything he was able to do, and it just made sense. I knew that's the direction I wanted to go. And then getting older and understanding more of it, part of it is I'm not in their system. So I get to look at whatever I want to. It's called investigational health, is what medical would call it, where you don't have to have symptoms for us to test the gut, or, you know, or to test your heart, or to look at cancer markers. We can actually just do all the tests, get a real good baseline for where you're at. And it's interesting too, because how you feel isn't the best indicator of how healthy you are. I can remember a case, if you don't mind me sharing, this gentleman, he's actually on that site, but he did, this part's not in his testimony. His name's Mike. And Mike will tell you, was the walking Pepto-Bismol commercial. So he was having gut problems. And we went through, we did an extensive panel. You know, I have the ability to test cancer markers, which I suggest everybody does. It is not criteria for diagnosis of cancer in this country, but outside of this country, they will use it as diagnostic criteria. I just have people run them so that we can know what the risk is, because this is where you're saying, like, 8 to 10 years ahead of time. We can find cancers 8 to 15 years is what the stats actually are.
Oh, wow.
Before they would actually manifest. Now, some things have changed since 21, but we can still know the risk. It's going to show in the blood long before it would show up on a scan or a biopsy. So I just recommend people do that so we know what the risk is. We've got very extensive deep dives in the cardiovascular system that the Cleveland Heart Clinic designed for medical doctors, but they're not using them. So long story short, I did this more extensive baseline testing on Mike. And when I got his results back, I called him, because he had markers. There's one in particular that life insurance companies used to require. It's the most sensitive marker for predicting, are you at risk of some sort of cardiovascular event long before it actually happens? Because I don't know if you knew this, but cholesterol is like one of the worst markers to evaluate, because more than 50% of people who have heart attacks have normal levels of cholesterol.
Oh.
So life insurance companies were running this marker. It's called a B-natriuretic peptide. And they stopped because health insurance started charging them $500 for the one marker. But it's like, it's so important. So when I got Mike's results back, his marker was almost 1,000. It shouldn't be above a 40. So like, ticking time bomb. And then looking at his liver it markers, because again, we look at the body as a whole, he was in early like liver failure, and then just red flags all over the place. So I call him. I'm like, hey, Mike, how you doing? He's like, I'm doing great. You know, the sun's amazing. I feel amazing out here. Like, okay, I'm glad you feel great, but I need you to do something for me. I need you to go to the ER. He's like, what's going on? Well, I got your results back, and your heart is showing it's very stressed, and I just need to make sure we don't have an impending like crisis scenario happening.
Right.
So he and his wife went to the ER, and then I start getting messages back from her. She's like, they took all their results in with them. She's like, they're not taking us seriously. They're not willing to do anything. The ER doc looked at the labs and thought we should go see an internist. I'm like, what? What's going on? And then it hit me. I'm like, oh, that's right. This system does not work unless you have symptoms. And he didn't have any symptoms.
Oh, my goodness.
So I told him.
You were able to see those symptoms beforehand. Okay.
Yeah. So I told him, like, do not leave. Demand that you get an EKG done just so we know you're good.
Right.
And it was crazy to me too, like an ER doc, how do you not recognize these markers? But again, it seems like they're just not allowed to test for any of these things. So long story short, he got the EKG done. Thankfully, everything was fine, which meant we don't have an immediate crisis. We have time. So we went through, I had him start increasing, you know, stress relieving methods, because it was a very stressful time in life. Worked on some of his diet, worked on some different lifestyle factors, gave his body all the nutrients that we knew it needed because of his test results. And in less than 2 months, that BNP that was almost 1,000 was back down at like 2.0. Like, our heart will never have no stress on it, but significant changes. And he was no longer in this scenario of going into early liver failure.
Right. So can I back up just real quick from the audience, just because I'm thinking how they would listen in. Just want to make sure that everybody understands. Mike worked with you by reaching out, in my opinion, chlabs.link, right? They go there, they reach out to you, they fill out some type of form, they end up going to visit somebody locally, right? So you can help anybody, right? And then they go to a local. How does it all work? I'm just trying to get that straight, right? So they understand that they don't have to drive to your location.
Okay. Thank you for bringing me back to that. Yeah. So the best place to start is with a call to determine what testing needs to be done.
Okay.
So this site, what happens once you put your information in, you're taken to a different page so you can set up a call. And like LT was saying, I can help people all over the United States. New York, New Jersey, Rhode Island are a little bit tricky because of rules and regulations, but I have patients from all over the US. I mean, by all means, you're more than welcome to come to Colorado, but you don't have to. I have a HIPAA secure portal where we can basically almost have like a Zoom meeting, but it's all encrypted, all of it's safe. You will fill out paperwork, of course, ahead of time, because that's going to streamline the process we have. I want to know all about your health story. Where are you at? What are you dealing with right now? What have you tried? What does your family health history look like? And then we get on a call and discuss all those details. And by the end of that, now that I have more clarity of what's going on, and then also the goals that people have or the concerns people have, then we can design a customized like testing program. That testing is done. I have home test kits here that get drop shipped to the patients, but all the blood work, we use LabCorp. They're the biggest lab within the United States. We do have the ability to use Quest, but LabCorp is the preferred. So we just create an electronic rec form that they get within their portal. They then go to the local LabCorp. They'll draw the blood, they'll collect a urine sample, and then everything else is just a home test kit. There's prepaid packaging that as soon as you've collected the samples we need, you just send them in the mail. They go directly to a different lab, and then I receive all of those results. Once I get all the results, compile all the information, I put together this crazy report. It's generally about 40 pages in length, giving a story rundown of like, here's where you're at, this is what's going on, these are how these things are connected, and then here's what we need to do from a dietary standpoint to make sure you're supporting your body. Here's some different lifestyle shifts, which people freak out when they hear lifestyle stuff. Like, I'm not giving you a huge laundry list of new things to do. We're looking at what you're currently doing that's unknowingly sabotaging your health. And then we can make simple little shifts so that the deodorant you're using isn't poisoning you. Here's a different deodorant to use. So simple things are like, let's clean up the water that you're drinking.
Right.
And then, of course, if we need to do any kind of supplement or nutritional support, we'll now know what that looks like based off of the lab results.
Oh, it's so amazing. So when I'm looking at these case studies, I just want to read it for everybody if they're listening. And a lot of folks just listen.
Yeah.
I'm looking at here, anxiety and poor concentration. In just 2 months, night sweats are nearly gone, increased energy, excessive hunger under control. Another one, environmental allergies. Through 8 months, you're off 4 medications. No need for inhaler for 7 months. Reduced inflammation. These are just things that are happening when they come to you. Diabetes and high blood pressure in just 3 months. Is that triglycerides down 129 points, increased energy off all 6 medications. That's amazing. Alzheimer's disease in just 4 months, memory improving, anxiety and stress reduced, able to concentrate, sense of humor returning, no longer depressed, more animated. That's a big one. We've got some of that with our own family, my wife and a family that we're dealing with. Breast cancer in just 2 weeks, tumor marker dropped 106.9 points.
That's huge.
Patient refused chemo and radiation therapy due to outstanding results. Blood pressure shows improvement. Kidney cancer, liver cancer, multiple sclerosis, parasites, viral warts. And then it looks like, what is that? Rosacea?
Rosacea. Yeah.
Sorry. And chronic fatigue and poor digestion. That's just a few. I mean, I'm sure you've got a lot more that you just help folks with. One of them I wanted to highlight, I think that was pretty cool here, was Josh F., right?
Yep, Josh F.
I'm going to play a clip real quick and then we'll have you tell a story.
Like, you know that something is off in your body or with your health, but you have no idea what it is, right? And if you go to the doctor, they say, oh no, you're physical, you turn out fine, everything's healthy, you're good. But like, you know, something's just off. You don't feel quite right. Or maybe it's not even a physical feeling, but you know that you're not as healthy as you should be, and you feel like you should be doing more to take care of this body, essentially this house that you're going to live in that you can never move from, right? That was me. And I knew that I wasn't like sick. I didn't have cancer. I wasn't like, waking up every day and like, vomiting everywhere. But I knew that deep down inside something was off, and I didn't have answers. And I would go to the doctors, or I would talk to doctors, and they couldn't give me any answer. And it was, well, if something comes up, if you feel bad, we'll give you a pill for it. And it was so frustrating. And in a matter of, I want to say 90 days, but it was probably more like 30 or 60 days of working with Kelly, Dr. Kelly Shockley. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. For the first time, not only did I have actual data and an actual understanding of where everything was at in my body, like through her testing process, like it was the most empowering thing, because I could understand how my body worked and where every level was at. Not only that, but also then my understanding of health care and of what healthy was and what it looked like and how to measure it, and like how to increase my, my mental capacity, how to increase performance, how to make sure and measure whether or not I was getting healthy. Healthy is not a yes or a no, like, but the scale of it, fundamental transformation. And for me, as a high performer, as someone who, my mind is incredibly important and how I perform is incredibly important, transformational results in an incredibly short period of time.
Absolutely amazing. Wow.
What's super cool about Josh, and it's, if you cycle through here, there will be another testimony he gives on behalf of his wife. So he went through our program first, and he's young. They've been married, he and his wife married for just a few years. I mean, both very young, and they wanted to start their family. And they had tried for the better part of a year and not having any kind of success. So Josh, he's hysterical. He's very analytical. And he's like, okay, we're going to put Leah through the program. And, do you think you can actually help get her pregnant? And how quickly is this going to happen? I'm like, I have no idea. All I know is like, that's up to the man upstairs, but we have to do our part. And if we can just like, let's test and see what's actually there. Turns out she had an incredibly sick liver, unbeknownst to them, like no signs, no symptoms, just very sick liver. And then we look at toxins, we look at all these different things. I'm like, your body is not inhabitable for creating and, growing a baby. So we got to get you healthy first and then let God take care of the rest. Well, he's like, do you think she could be pregnant though within a year? Because her sister was pregnant, like high pressure to get her pregnant at the same time. I'm like, I don't know. Let's just see what happens. Well, she was pregnant within 2 months of being on the program. This was just last year. They delivered their healthy baby girl last November, and like, it's just amazing when you give the body what it needs and then let the body take care of it, which God designed our bodies in amazing ways. They're so capable that really like the sky's the limit. Nothing's right. Impossible, right? So yeah, it was a very, very fun story. Very, very awesome win. And you're right. There's a lot of different stories like that. You can read them on that page. I could honestly sit and talk to you for hours about it. And it has nothing to do with me. It's right. Just having a correct way to ask the questions or to evaluate objectively what's going on beneath the surface. And then removing the offenders and just giving the body what it needs in order to heal and let it basically show you how it's going to respond. It's so, so fun, LT. I can't even tell you.
Yeah, I love your website. I mean, it's got everything you need. It basically, goes through every detail that folks need to hear about, and the testimonials, that's very important, obviously. But going through all these case studies, it just seems like, how in the world you were able to figure all this out, work through this system that seems so broken, and it seems so difficult to get the word out to people, because it seems like there would be like, we're in this big censorship mode now with all these medical things. And we've been learning through my channel how it was all set up, I believe, like more than 100 years ago. Didn't you have some of that history you're telling me about? Can you go through what we've been kind of trying to share with folks?
Absolutely. So how I do medicine is how doctors used to do it over 100 years ago, for sure. And I'll let you guys, like, we're good at what? Giving the information and encourage people to go do the research on your own.
Right.
So basically, from my little bit of research, it was around the 1910s, man of Rockefeller, you can look him up, where how medicine was being done was completely altered. And it's when money entered into the equation and there was influence over, like, we can just totally change how pharmaceuticals are being done. So because of money and greed and wanting to have more control, all of medical was rewritten. So essentially the whole entire program, all of medical and how school is done, that curriculum was rewritten to basically teach doctors how to identify symptoms and give them pharmaceuticals in order to manage them.
Hmm.
And since then, like, it's continued to devolve and become more compartmentalized, and big pharma definitely has an upper hand in this. It's actually one of the things I had shared with you. I don't know if you guys know this, but America and New Zealand, didn't even realize it was New Zealand, but we're the only places that big pharma is allowed to directly sell or advertise to we the consumer. Everywhere else in the world, it's illegal. And it used to be illegal here too. Back in the 1910s though, when we're like, we're gonna change this because profit, profit, profit. The doctors back then are going exactly through what the doctors have gone through since 2020, mm-hmm. where if they're speaking out, like, you can't do pharmaceuticals that are based on petroleum because you're gonna cause cancer. That's basically what the story of what was going on back then. They were speaking out about it and they were being silenced and they were being ostracized and they were being jailed and they lost their licenses and basically they were silenced. And then, you know, fast forward enough in time and all of that gets forgotten. And this is where we are now. So I don't knock doctors. I believe most doctors want to become doctors to genuinely help people,
right?
But they're stuck in this broken system. You know, and people will ask, like, well, how come my medical doctor isn't doing this? And it's because of the standard of care. They're not allowed to. And if they try to do things outside of the standard of care, they get in trouble. So just for example, most people have had their cholesterol tested. Well, if your cholesterol level comes back and it's high, the standard of care says you have to prescribe a cholesterol lowering medication. You might say something about diet, but most of the time, most doctors don't. They have to prescribe. And if they don't prescribe a medication, because most everything is tied back to hospitals and tied into insurance, you're now affecting the reimbursement rate at the hospital level. Mm-hmm. And now that doctor can get into trouble. And their pay ultimately can end up being docked. And worst case scenario, they can end up being fired if they're not doing what the standard of care tells them. But there's another side of this too. Okay, doctor does what they're supposed to. They prescribe the medication, but now the patient doesn't want to take the medication. So they don't fill the prescription. And back before all the electronic health records, you didn't have any idea if they filled the prescription or not. But now it's known. So doctors are also getting in trouble for non-compliant patients, which is part of why over the last at least 5 years, for sure, it's gotten worse. But it's about the last decade, there's been more patients being fired by their doctors because they're not complying. And ultimately that is casting a bad light on the doctor. It can impact their livelihood.
Right.
So this whole system, like, the doctors just don't have the ability to be doctors anymore.
Right.
You know? And one of the things that people don't understand too, two different things. There's different levels within the healthcare system and you don't know most of them or realize that they're there. And then with how the test results, when you look at blood tests, like Josh was saying, you know, I just didn't feel right, but the doctor said I was fine. Let me answer that first, and then I'll tell you about the levels of healthcare if you're curious.
Mm-hmm.
So LT, and I don't know if you've had any recent blood work done in the States or know people who have had blood work done, but, you know, there's the clinical reference ranges that they're measuring your marker and, like, where did it come back in comparison?
Right.
Do you know how those reference ranges are determined?
I have no clue.
Is statistics. So it becomes the average of the average population. So two questions. Mm-hmm. Are Americans getting healthier over time?
They're not.
No, not at all. I had done a presentation back in 22 and I was relooking at all my stats. And at that point in time, America was ranked 38th for life expectancy. Well, I did some different workshops last year and was reevaluating my statistics and my research. We went to 47th in life expectancy in 1 year. We're supposed to be one of the most medically advanced, you know, still technically one of the wealthier countries. but we're clearly missing the boat. And then who has blood work done more frequently, sick people or healthy people?
So how, when we go through this system,
you
mentioned diet earlier. Again, it goes back to, I want to make sure that we're clear on this. You help folks navigate through finding out what might be going on in their body without symptoms. When you get all of the lab work that's done where they live locally, which you provide all that support to help them understand where to go and get that done and sent to you, it's all done privately and what have you. Then you evaluate their entire body, look at all of those measures of whatever you see there as a doctor, and then you provide them the support they need to move forward so that they don't end up having severe symptoms at the last minute and all of a sudden terrible things happen to them. Am I grabbing that right? Okay.
Yep, exactly. And even if people are already, you know, diagnosed, and maybe it was diagnosed with something that they weren't expecting, or they've been diagnosed and they're doing treatment and they're not getting the results.
Right. Like,
what we do works for them as well.
Got it. Okay. So the other thing I wanted to bring up was the, when you mentioned, I mentioned the one Alzheimer's, cause that has something to do with our family.
Yeah.
How in the world does that work? It's just very curious because so many folks seem to have answers on that one. So how do you work with that one?
It's a very good question. So much of how healthcare, like how we navigate it, is always focused on the diagnosis, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, you could go do a ton of research on here's how to be eating for brain health, or here's specific diets towards Alzheimer's more specifically, and here's different nutrients we know that are good for the brain. But it's still like, while that might be going in the right direction, it is not specific to the individual. And whatever environment has happened inside of us is what created the ability for those different symptoms or that disease, you know, diagnosis to be given. And so what I do differently is, it's important to me to know the diagnosis, but ultimately it's not. Because again, everything goes back to, what is the foundation of this person's health look like? Where are the cracks? What do we need to fill in? And then what are the different offenders that I see that might be attacking them? Now, one that is very common in most of my patients, but from like an Alzheimer's or a dementia standpoint, we generally see a lot of toxicity with different heavy metals. Aluminum is one that at least the American Medical Association does say, yes, high exposure or high levels of aluminum can very much so alter the brain. But I can also tell you, mercury is there. And one of the things that's fascinating to me, LT, when I first shifted and I started testing this way in my clinic, I didn't do all the tests all at the same time. I mean, I started with blood and I started with hair. And based off of those findings, I then determined, do we need to add in this urine collection test? And ultimately, hair and urine, I'm looking at toxins, looking at some other nutrients within the hair, but I'm looking at toxins. And what I was seeing was, most people don't hardly have any toxins coming out in their hair. But because of the way that the markers come back for the blood, I know that their body is having an issue with heavy metals.
Right.
Part of what tips me off of that is cholesterol. Cholesterol will go high as a protective mechanism for your body. So if cholesterol, like totals high and LDL's high, but the other markers all look fine, that's your body protecting itself. So I then would order a urine test, which the very first time we do this, there's two different days. We do a little bit of a collection on day one, day two, I give a nutrient that helps bind heavy metals.
Right.
That is like the game changer. And what I can tell you is, I've yet to see anybody who doesn't have a heavy metal problem. But my patients who have these more neurologic focused issues, so Alzheimer's, dementia, even multiple sclerosis, have huge amounts of mercury. Mercury is part of what strips the insulation off of the nerves and out of the brain. And that is critically important for the communication to happen. So you could do all the diet things, right? You could try to clean up lifestyle as best as you possibly can, you know, and you could take the nutrients that, like, these are all great for brain health. But if you don't understand what's going on beneath the surface and you're missing heavy metals, or maybe there's different nutrient imbalances and deficiencies that are happening, you might get some improvement, but you're going to hit a wall. So I don't have an Alzheimer protocol, or I don't have a breast cancer protocol.
Right.
You know, it's test the patient, see where they're at, treat them as a whole. And it's unbelievable. Like if you get somebody healthy enough, it doesn't matter the name of the disease, the symptoms or the illness.
Wow. That is amazing. I'm going to add something to this that I don't know if we brought up before, but so this might be a surprise question for you during the interview. I was asked in an interview with Todd Callender that I did. He interviewed me here recently, and they asked me an interesting question. Let me see if I pull it up. I wrote it down here. If somebody happened to get the jab, they call it the ouchie Fauci.
Yeah.
Should we tell them what we know about that, or should we keep it from them? And why?
It's a very good question. This has been a very delicate situation being in the practice that I'm in,
right,
in dealing with people all over the US and all kinds of different health issues. It is in my initial paperwork. Not only do I want to know, did you receive any of the COVID shots? Did you get boosters? If so, which ones, how many?
Okay.
Because it absolutely is creating an impact. So when I see that, that is a reality. It's going to change some of the testing that I'm going to do and the way that I've handled that. So answering that question, yes, there's a delicate way to approach it. And okay, how I handle that with my patients is based off of what we're seeing. Like the further we get down this path, there's a lot more evidence coming to light that this created challenges. And because you've had this, I just want to make sure we know where your risk is at. And so then we add in different panels, like we can test for any kind of potential blood clotting. And I absolutely am going to be running cancer markers and doing the deep dive in the cardiovascular system. So I try to handle it delicately because I don't want to tell anybody that you were wrong for doing that.
Right.
You know, everybody was in their own unique situation and did what they felt was best at the time. But yeah, it needs to be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think thankfully, because of people like you and others that are constantly putting truth out there and sharing the information that everywhere on social is sharing, I think more of these people are having awareness.
Right.
It's interesting because I do have patients within my local practice that I do get to see where it's hard when, like, for example, right now, I have a patient right now who had breast cancer like 2 decades ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she fully bought in and got every shot. I don't know if she's had the fifth one that she could get, but her breast cancer is back.
Right.
And she went through all of the chemo, including the wicked stuff that they've nicknamed the red devil.
Right.
It's red and your head, like hair falls out immediately and it's not responding. And she's going through radiation now. And I've tiptoed somewhat gently with her, like, here's some other things maybe we should address or we should do. And she's not in a place where she's ready to hear it yet.
Right.
So I'm just trying to meet people where they are.
Right.
And just gently share, like, hey, there are some other things that are going on behind the scenes in relationship to this. So let's do what we can to investigate and see where your body's at so we know.
Got it.
That's one of the things that's so helpful about being able to test. You can objectively see, here's where my body's at. Here's where the problems are. And then when we put together diet suggestions, lifestyle stuff, nutrition, we can retest and see how's your body responding. And it is so empowering when you can know exactly, objectively, in more real-time fashion, what your body's doing with the information you're giving it.
Right, right. So basically, it's just in every situation, regardless of what the subject matter might be that happened to make them sick or whatever issues they're going through, you basically are able to look at the body and assess what's going on, because it seems like with that particular subject, there's so many different things that happen. You mentioned one of them, cancer. I've got family members where their face doesn't work anymore.
Right.
We've had, my wife's mother a month after she did that, was gone. And so we've had some effects in our own family. Most folks say, yeah, we've seen all of that. And so it seems like overall what you have been placed on the earth to do with all the situations that you went through younger in life has led you to really study hard, put together something absolutely amazing. You're going against the masses, which we do here on these podcasts and more, in trying to get the truth out. to people, and it's so difficult. And yet here we are at this moment in time where you can finally, I believe, reach more than yeah. absolutely more people than we've ever seen before who are, I mean, we've got so many, Dr. Kelly, that reach out to us. Could you please help us? We don't know what to do now. Yeah. I tuned into your podcast. I learned so much about things that I've done to my body, and I wish I could fix it. And so, you know, we've prayed, you know, like I said in the beginning, please help us. Oh God, please help us find some way of helping folks where they're at. And I'm just so thankful that you're able to put together everything to allow people to get the support that they need. I mean, this is absolutely brilliant.
Thank you. Well, this has absolutely been God's doing for sure. Mm. You know, we all go through, like when we're in the thick of going through things, it can be just awful. And yeah. it's hard to understand why. And it's amazing, even still, like we all are having our own challenges. And despite, or in addition, I should say, to everything else that's going on, like there are major things happening in each other's lives. And I just know that anything that is going on, God can always use it for good.
Amen.
And my life has not been short of that either. And that I felt that mission when I was a kid. Like I knew in high school for sure I was going to become a chiropractor because I wanted to pay it forward. I wanted people to understand that they have options, they have choices. They don't have to continue to go down this dwindling spiral and believe that, oh, it's just part of getting older. You know, there's a different way to look at things and actually give the body the tools that it needs so that they can have a much higher quality of life for the rest of the time that they're here, so that they can have the impact that God has wanted them to be able to have here too. Mm. So this has definitely been all his doing and for his glory. So. Mm.
So again, folks, you can go in the description box below, chlabs.link/AWK. So if you're listening in, you can write that in, chlabs.link/AWK. You click on that link and you will be just overwhelmed with the amount of support you're going to get from Dr. Kelly and her staff. And this, again, this website is very well done. If you're listening in, you definitely want to go check it out. Read all the testimonials, click on some of these videos and more, and you'll just be overwhelmed about the life changes that have happened to folks that we need at this time in our life. I mean, more folks are so open now, probably more than ever before, right? Probably 5 years ago, not so much, but now the ears are perked. Many folks are doing research and they're looking for help to, you know, with their health. One of the biggest things, right? We want to be around. We want to be around our grandkids, our great grandkids, and more. And I think that this is definitely a step in the right direction for everyone. I definitely encourage you to check it out. I wanted to go through one more thing before
sure.
we close out, because I love hearing testimonials. I love these stories.
They're awesome.
Yeah. When you go through each one of these, like we did earlier, anxiety, diabetes, all these other ones, I mean, do you have a story, maybe one that you could share on top of the others that you provided? Probably one of the greatest that really made you sit back, maybe tears were flowing and you just thank God Almighty and you said,
oh,
this,
yeah.
Well, this was a godsend.
Absolutely. So her testimony is actually on this page. Her name is Marley. And I've known Marley probably for about a handful of years. She is a guru in the YouTube space is kind of how I found her. At any rate, she posted just over a couple of years ago that she had been diagnosed. There she is. She had been diagnosed with cervical cancer. And I already knew her. And I knew, because she's an influencer, right? I knew that she was going to get inundated with all kinds of different messages. So I just sent her a message and said, you know, Marley, I'm here for you. I'm so sorry. If there's anything I can do to help support you, just don't hesitate, reach out. And if I can give you one little bit of professional advice, figure out why this happened. And thankfully, she was open to that idea. And we got on the phone and we had a discussion, and I was explaining to her, everybody's body is fighting cancer every single day. Hmm. So that's not something anybody really knows. We all fight cancer every single day. Our body doesn't create perfect cells each time it's creating new cells. So they're mutated. And God designed our immune system to seek and destroy those mutated cells. So when cancer can manifest and it's detected by medical, it's because something happened that skewed your immune system's focus away from doing one of the core jobs it's designed to do. So I was explaining to Marley, who is extremely fearful at this point in time. She was 31 years old. Cervical cancer is of the cervix, so female reproductive organs. Hmm. Her doctor was saying, you need to have a hysterectomy next week. It is the only way that we can have certainty that you are not going to have this issue, because the type of cancer she was diagnosed with is one that can go to all the other gland type tissues, so like thyroid, adrenals, everywhere else in the body. So the way that we can prevent this from happening and have certainty is if we cut out all of your female reproductive organs. Well, she's never had kids, and she's in a loving relationship with who she'll probably end up marrying. And I was just like, okay, Marley, something changed inside of your body that allowed this to happen. We have to figure out what it is. So if we postponed you getting a hysterectomy by a week or two and just get some of the data back and see where you're at, is that really going to change the outcome based off of what they're suggesting you do? Mm-hmm. Like, can we just postpone that?
Right.
And so we did. We got our markers back, and she agreed to go on a journey with me of supporting the body, getting rid of the toxins, which, by the way, she was chock full of heavy metals. I do believe it's one of the most common offenders that we deal with now in our environment because of all of the stuff, especially here in America, all of the things that are allowed into our food supply and our personal hygiene, our house cleaning, like all of it. So many chemicals and so many toxins.
In the air also.
Yeah, absolutely. Our air, our water, all of it. Mm-hmm. So she was willing to take a chance, and we had run the cancer markers on her also. Nothing was super high clinical. So going back to those reference ranges, that's the average of a sick population.
Right.
We look at narrower ranges based off of real data from when we were healthier so that we can detect things sooner. So what I shared with her, I'm like, we're going to keep tabs on these two markers that are not in the optimal range. And as long as they're not increasing, we're winning the battle. They may stay the same for a little bit, but as long as they're not increasing, we're winning. So we live and die by test results. So we walked through this process, and she was still getting kind of what I would say, well, she would say, beat up and pressured by the oncology doctor and by her OBGYN doctor, like, you need to get this done. It's the only way to have, like, make this work.
Right.
Fast forward 6 months, and she went to have a follow-up PAP done by medical. That's where how they had determined that she had cancer in the first place. And we got the pathology report back, and in all capital letters, it said no evidence. And I was like, this is awesome. Like, I know that this works, and I know that, like, God designed us in such a way. But every single time somebody gets a win like that, like, it's huge. And I know it's not me. I'm just giving information and then letting the body do the work and let him work through them. And even still, what was so crazy was the doctor's like, you still need to have a hysterectomy. But I'm like, there's no evidence. Oh, everything's gone. And to this day, nothing has come back. And she and I, through that first 6 months, because it was scary, mm-hmm. and because you're doing things unconventionally and your loved ones care about you and they want to make sure that you're not being risky, having the tests to be able to show them, like, no, we know what's happening. We're monitoring right. all this is great. But we talked, her and my staff and I talked almost every single day because sometimes we need a little more hand-holding through a process. So it's something else that, when you watch her testimony, she talks about is just the amount of support. And she knew she could reach out and hear back from the doctor within like 24, 48 hours, or somebody from my staff. So it's just to have that pathology report come back, where not only did I see the improvement in the blood work that I saw, but the testing that they'll do, where it was already shown she's got cancer, to come back in all capital letters, no evidence, was just awesome. Hmm.
I want to do something real quick since you brought her up, and I zoomed in. I want to just play a few seconds since you brought her up. Let's hear her voice.
Okay. Hi, my name is Marley Jax. I have been working with Kelly Shockley for maybe about...
I'm sorry. I messed it all up.
That's okay.
Oh, let me go back there to that. it looks like the testimonials disappear if I shrink them. Yeah.
That's interesting. They're above the case studies normally.
Right up here.
There we go. How fascinating.
All right. So right.
There she is.
6 months or so now. And I already know that I want to work with her for the rest of my life. And I cannot shout her name from the rooftops loud enough. Like, I tell everyone in my life, you need to go talk to Kelly. I can't believe how much I get to talk to her. Like, I've never had a doctor that I can communicate with so frequently and regularly, that responds to me so quickly. And I'm so thankful for that, because before Kelly, I was working with just, you know, a conventional doctor who had given me a kind of scary diagnosis that, and was like rushing this surgery and you have to go get a hysterectomy and this cancer can spread, and was just, it was terrifying. And it was really coming from a place of fear. And then I talked to Kelly, and actually at first I was very reluctant. I was like, no, I have to have this surgery. I have to follow what my doctor is saying. And she was just so incredibly kind and reassuring, and also met me where I was at. She wasn't trying to convince me of what I might need to do or change. She just said, you know what? Absolutely. If that's what feels right for you, if you do decide to go have this surgery, I can support you with whatever direction you take. But I also really appreciate that she said, what if we just do the testing first before we take out any body parts? Is that reasonable? That way we can see the data, we can make decisions based on data instead of on, you know, maybe some opinions or thoughts or facts. Really, I'm paraphrasing. That's the gist of the big message that I have now, that I share with people, that just because you might have gotten this diagnosis or you're told some things, if you don't have the numbers, if you don't have the data, how do you know? You know, like if I have a biopsy or a pap test or something that's just like from a localized area, what about the rest of my body? What about what's happening everywhere else? And also understanding the cause of whatever is going on in my body. So instead of having a pill for every ill or a surgery to take out body parts, which is so permanent and then will lead to a whole other rabbit hole of potential issues or complications or just a new way of life, why don't we make decisions based on the data and understand why this is caused so that we can heal the cause and not just the symptom?
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
It's so much fun, LT. It's just so much fun.
Yeah. When you mentioned that and you stated that she didn't have to, you know, that she was fine, my ears just welled, my eyes welled up. And yeah. I don't know why, it just kind of hit me with her ability now to have children, I believe. And so that's Woo! Absolutely amazing. Yeah. Huge tears here. And I'm a crying Marine.
No, but that's awesome.
Yeah.
She should be able to cry.
And, I was just grateful that we're together. Thank God for you. Thank God for your staff. And we just hope that folks understand more and more how important their health is, and that they maybe take the opportunity to reach out to you again. And folks, so important to us, our staff at NWENO. We've been praying through this, I mean, for a long time. Please direct us to the right folks to be able to help everyone out there. And it just seems like a huge burden, just the stress of thinking about it all. There's stress in just hearing our own family members that are, you know, close to us who have been affected in so many ways the past 3 years. And so I'm just thankful. This interview helped me out quite a bit. I mean, we talked for a few minutes before recording the other day, but I just learned so much more again. And I just feel like that we just need more of what you're providing. We need to hear more from you. And so hopefully we'll be able to get together soon with a report on hopefully more of these testimonies that come out from folks that listen in to AmWeKnow and more. So looking forward to that in the future. Do you have anything you want to say before we close?
Well, I also have been praying on the other side of the aisle here to just be able to get this message out to more people, because it is what my mission is and what I believe I was called to do. So I just am so appreciative that you guys responded in the way that you did. And I look forward to this being an amazing partnership and just being able to serve more of our people that are out there. So I just really greatly appreciate the time, and don't hesitate, guys, and reach out. It's so we can sit down and have a conversation. You can ask me all of your questions specifically, you know, and then we can get some solutions and figure out what a good approach or good game plan would be, so that you can have answers and hopefully have God work miracles through each and every single one of you. And LT, before we close, because I heard Dr. Kirk Elliott do this too. When you get ready to wrap up, I sure would love for you to end in prayer. It's one of my favorite parts.
All right. Cool. Yeah, we'll close in prayer. This is amazing. Okay. Heavenly Father, thank you so much once again for Dr. Kelly Shockley, for the life that she's lived, where you prepared her perfectly for this time in her life to reach out to so many people. You've definitely brought us all together according to your wonderful plan. We're so thankful for you, for what you've done in our lives. If it wasn't for you, we actually know the scriptures say without you, we can do nothing, absolutely nothing. With you, it's just abundantly clear that our lives are blessed to be able to help so many people in so many ways. And we know that Dr. Kelly Shockley and her staff need protection. They need direction in all of the ways that they move with this enemy. He does not like what we're providing. We've learned so much about the enemy, but we know that you, throughout scripture, constantly show us this huge protection, mighty angels always surrounding those that are in this immense battle for our lives at this point in time. So again, thank you for what you've done through her life. Continue to guide and direct her and her staff to help so many that will call in and reach out to her. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, LT.
All right. Thank you so much. I'm so looking forward to another interview. I don't want to just stop.
Yeah.
We should do this a lot more.
Sounds good.
I want to hear more testimonials. I'd love to have people that reach out to you, maybe also be able to call in soon. Maybe we can go live and have questions and answers too. That's stuff I'm thinking through. So
yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah. So thank you so much. God bless you again, folks. chlabs.link/awk. It's in the description box below. Please click on that link. Reach out to Dr. Kelly for your help. All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Kelly, for your time.
Thank you. God bless.
Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Until your wife and children, I'll be sailing with you.
I invite you to join me and the And We Know family on a cruise to Majestic, Alaska, August 11th through the 18th, 2024. We will chart our adventure aboard the luxurious Holland America's Westernum, cruising us to historic Alaskan ports like Juneau and Ketchikan. Destinations renowned for their scenery, teeming with forest and wildlife, the freshest caught salmon and other delicious cuisine, and known for the locals' family charm. The Isaacs are coming too, and we can't wait to sing worship and patriotic songs by this renowned award-winning group. We'll also enjoy powerful biblical messages and share life stories with my family and me. Listen in on a live podcast recording and have Q&A time and interviews with special guests. So visit andweknow.com and book your trip with LT and the family today.